Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design. In today's show, we will be discussing physical standby databases. I have been a professional consultant and trainer for about 15 to 18 years now. I have taught courses worldwide as well as nationwide. Some of my clients have included major stockbroking firms based in Omaha, Nebraska, food processing firms, as well as some major credit card processing firms. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. In today's radio show, we're going to discuss the benefits and the reasons to create a physical standby database in the DataGuard configuration. First of all, let's discuss what a physical standby database is. Well, let me even step back for a second. Let's talk about what DataGuard does. DataGuard is the Oracle utility that is implemented to help prevent in a disaster recovery scenario. DataGuard basically is saying that we have a primary system in one geographic location, and then we have a secondary system in a separate geographic location. One of my clients had their primary system in Anchorage, and their secondary system was in Fairbanks. And they've implemented the DataGuard utility for their replication. It's not even replications. It's more of a failover scenario. So the reason we implement DataGuard is to protect against a database failure. So what we can do is that we will create what is referred to as a physical standby database in a completely different geographic location. There are two types of standby databases. One is called a physical standby database, and the other one is called a logical standby database. The difference between the two, and we're predominantly going to discuss the physical standby database, is the physical standby database is a bit-for-bit copy or an exact copy of the production system. It is identical in size, shape, and form in every way. So what you would do is you would create a backup copy of the primary system and restore that backup copy to a completely different separate server in a different geographic location. A logical standby database is not necessarily a bit-for-bit copy. A logical standby database is referred to as like a SQL apply process. It's just a series of SQL statements that are applied against a separate database. So anyway, let's step back here for a second and let's take a look at the physical standby database. A physical standby database is an exact duplicate of that primary system. The way that we create a physical standby database is that we make a copy of the production system. We restore a copy of that production system on a remote server that resides someplace in a different geographic location, and then we restore that server. When we restore that server, we restore it in such a fashion that is referred to as a physical standby database. Now, this would then make it part of what is referred to as a DataGuard configuration. Within a DataGuard configuration, we can also implement a utility which is called DataGuard Broker. The DataGuard Broker utility resides on a separate server. This is referred to as like an observation server. And that observation server will observe the primary as well as the secondary. And it will observe the primary to make sure that the primary is up and running. If the primary is not up and running for a specified period of time, the DataGuard Broker can automatically be configured to fail over to that physical standby database. Most of the organizations that I have dealt with are using a physical standby database because, quite frankly, they want to have an exact copy of their production system. It doesn't make a lot of sense for them to go out and create some sort of logical standby database because they want an exact copy. So the client that I had in Alaska, they had a physical standby database. The client that I had in Omaha, that was the stockbroking firm, they had physical standby databases as well. We want to talk about a little about the differences between a RACT environment and a DataGuard environment. A rack environment is designed to protect in the event of an instance failure, whereas a data guard environment is designed to protect against a database failure. Now, a data guard environment is also defined as a disaster recovery solution, whereas a rack environment is not really a disaster recovery solution. It's just if a particular node goes down, we can fail over to a surviving node. Whereas in a data guard solution, we would implement data guard in a physical standby database for, you know, a major disaster. The data center is unavailable through some sort of act of God or Mother Nature or man-made issue. So backup and recovery and rack are solutions that are going to be measured in, or recovery solutions that are going to be measured in seconds, minutes, and hours. Whereas a data guard solution with a physical standby solution is a solution that's going to be measured in hours and days. The reason that we implement the physical standby database as part of the data guard solution is that we want to have an exact copy of that production system. Also, keep in mind, in a data guard configuration, when you go out and you create a data guard configuration, you can have up to 30 physical standby databases. So we have one primary system that might reside in Alaska, and we can or Anchorage, and we can have up to 30 physical standbys that can reside anywhere across the United States. This particular client that I was referring to in Alaska, they had one primary system in Anchorage and a physical standby system in Fairbanks, and then they had another primary database in Fairbanks and a physical standby system in Anchorage. So the advantages of creating a data guard solution with a physical standby database is we're able to fail over to that standby database in the event that the production system has become unavailable. When we set up a physical standby database, we can also set up our physical standby database in three different types of protection modes. Those protection modes are referred to as either maximum protection. Maximum protection says, when I write a record to the primary system, I will automatically or simultaneously write that record to the physical standby system. That record will not be deemed complete until it has successfully written to both systems. This means that there will be zero data diversions. So in the event I have lost the primary system, I can automatically fail over to the secondary system and have zero data loss. That is maximum protection. The default is maximum performance. Maximum performance says, when I write a record to the primary system, I will write a record to the primary system, write it to the archive log file, or online redo log file. When I perform a switch on the online redo log, that is when I'm going to send the record across the pipe to that secondary system. Maximum performance, there will be data divergence. You will not have the data that is currently in the online redo log file in the secondary system. So in the event of a failure on the primary system, you will lose data on the secondary system, no doubt about it. The third option is what's called maximum availability. Maximum availability says, when I write a transaction on the production system, I will simultaneously write that transaction on the standby system. However, that transaction does not have to be successfully written. They will make the best efforts to try to write that record on the standby system, but there's no guarantee that it will be written. As opposed to maximum protection, if for some reason they're unavailable to write the record to the standby system, the primary system will hang or will suspend. As opposed to maximum availability, in a maximum availability solution, we are going to go out and we are going to write the record to the secondary system. If it was capable of writing the record to the secondary system, that's fine. If it's not capable of writing the record to the secondary system, that's fine too. It will have no effect on the primary system. So what we're looking at in a physical standby environment, we can create a physical standby environment that is an exact bit-for-bit copy of the production system. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.